So, this is me after work. You can't see me, but I just showered. And I just killed, like, this gigantic fly that was just... He was almost, like, gray in the back, like a silverback gorilla. Like, he was the boss of all flies. And he was like, oh, I'm gonna watch you when you shower. And I was like, no, and I just smacked him and he died, and I, like, flushed him down the toilet, and, yeah, that's the story of that, bye-bye, no, just kidding. Well, I was thinking about that thing I talked about yesterday about, like, having friends that, like, not getting friends that are mean to you, and well, I am a picky person, and I do it to protect myself, of course. There's always a reason, not always, but there is, like, often a reason to why you act like in a way that some people think is just ridiculous, because it leaves me with kinda no friends. But I have friends, I do. I have close friends, and those are the best friends ever, and I wouldn't change them for the world, really, because, I mean, if they change in a way that makes me sad, or they just start treating me bad, then I will break up with them, but now they are just the best ever, and yeah, it's not like if they start acting in a way that I just don't like, or if they, like, break a pattern, it's more of, like, if they start to, like, say mean things to me, start to bully me or anything, I will probably break up with them. yeah. Oh god, I have, my stomach, like, hurt a little. It felt like, you know, when someone stabs you with a knife. I don't know how that feels, but it feels like that right now. but without the knife, so I guess it's worse, because, like, getting stabbed without anything and still feel it, then damn, ouch. Yeah. Well, I was thinking about having friends and having, like, relationships, and how that have been, like, very hard for me, because when I'm single, or when a lot of people are single, they often think about the future without, like, anybody else, or, like, with somebody, but it's hard when you don't have a face to, like, kiss on in the future plans. And I were single for, like, 2 years in college, and I was thinking, like, maybe I should just get kids all alone, and maybe I should just get, like, dogs or cats alone, because it always felt like that was something you do with somebody. You buy a house with somebody, you buy an apartment with somebody, you move in with somebody, of course. you get a child with somebody, and for me, just, like, I don't know if I'm gonna be with somebody in the future. I don't know if anybody would ever be able to love me, or I don't know if I'm able to find someone or behave, like, in a way that someone can live with me and love me till death. And just, like, stand with me. So I'm just, like, preparing for
anything really. And I've been in relationships where I have been very loyal to my boyfriend, and I was like, I want to be what he wants me to be. And if he wants kids when he's 23, which means that I will be 21, then I'm gonna agree to that, because otherwise he says that we're not gonna have any kids at all, because he thinks that when he's over 30, he's too old. And these kind of things just fucked me over so bad. And also the fact when a gynecologist told me that I couldn't have children, that I just felt like children became so important, and also like the meaning of having a child and the responsibility just came like through to me in a very young age, like 12 or something. I started reading about raising kids and how to raise them so they become well and healthy and good in school. And I read a lot of things. I looked at so many examples of parents that haven't behaved well or parents that have behaved well. And I started analyzing, like, my school, schoolmates' parents, and also, like, other kids' parents. And also, when I was 14, I started working with kids. I always been like having kids, like small kids around me. I've been babysitting, I've been like teaching kids to swim and everything. And I meet parents all the time, and sometimes they can be like mean, sometimes they can be annoying, and sometimes they are really nice and understanding and patient. And yeah, it's just different. I mean, everybody has their own wars, everybody has their own life, and not every parent can be kind, and not every parent can be a parent, which I know from my own parents. My mom was 16 when she got me, and my dad was 21. They got like paired together by their parents, which is my grandparents. And my dad and my mom were both like, we are not ready to get married. But biologically, they were ready to have children, because my mom had her period and my dad, like, he was over the puberty. And it was just like, biologically, they were ready, but like psychologically and realistically, they were not ready at all. Like, my dad had so much dreams that he had to like put aside just to like follow his mom's order to get married, because they couldn't afford him going to school. Even in a country in like Sweden, it wasn't like she was like, you just don't have a choice. And my mom lived in a poor family, and it was just natural for them. And her four sisters before her got like puzzled with another man, and or got paired by with another man, and they got married. And that fate was for her too to become. And I just don't think they, even though my mom has been around a lot of children as and has raised her like little brother, I just feel like she wasn't ready for me at all. And also, like, it was very traumatic traumatic, like coming to Sweden from Vietnam and not knowing anybody, not having any friends, and they didn't have that good cell phones back then, so she couldn't like call her mom or call her friends and tell about like how hard the pregnancy was. And it was her first pregnancy, and I bet that you kind of want to talk to somebody, but she couldn't because she couldn't the language, and she couldn't talk to my grandma, and she just, she couldn't like write on the letters how hard it was because she sent them to her father, and he didn't want to read about how hard she was having. And when she gave birth to me, she said that she got like sick. Her heart was beating like really fast, and she wasn't able to get out of bed because then they were afraid that her heart would stop. And she said that she was very alone. Like, she only had me, and she was like, the only time she walked out of the apartment was when she was going to like wash clothes, but then she always had me in her arms, and she only saw like my grandpa coming home, giving her food, and then just going away. And they were poor, and they didn't have a lot of money. They were struggling, and it was just bad. And I wouldn't like ever have a child in that kind of like state. Like, I have so high rules for myself before I get a child that I don't even know if me getting a child because of myself is possible. One, because I can't have children because my ovaries are exploding. No, but they don't work. And and these rules are like having a stable job, having a good and high income, and having like a good relationship with your boss, so you know that if you need to have some days off, or if you need to like pick up your kid from like soccer or something, like my kid just peed herself in school, I need to get her, can I go? And if I have a good relationship, my boss would probably just like, oh yeah, sure, just like come back in like an hour or like 30 minutes or so. Also, I said to myself that I would have a house because, or at least like have a house, have saved money for a house. At least when my child is over 2 years old, because when it's like 1 year old and stuff like that, they don't really run around that much. So I'm thinking like 1 or 2 years old, then move to a house so they can have a garden to like run around on and be free and be able to like play in that. Not that there is any wrong with living in an apartment, but I really want a house. And I think that was the big elements of the rules. But I never had a man in mind in that, because I was so afraid that that person, my partner, were going to be like, oh, you can't do that, you can't do that, and like destroy my plans a little bit. And I can't have that risk of someone destroying it, because my plan is so perfect and it would make our child so great that I can't just have somebody like screw it up. I worked so hard for this, and if I ever get pregnant, it's just like, damn, I got pregnant, and this child is going to be so goddamn, like, FBI protected, that it's just going to be the best ever. But I know that I can't protect my child from everything. And that is what I started to, like, doubt having kids at all. I never want to bring something in this world, because there is so much horrible things in the world. I can't protect my child from everything. If there is a war going on, I can't protect him from not getting hurt or, like, traumatized. I can't protect it from being bullied. I can't protect it from possibly getting raped or, like, mugged or anything like that. I just can't protect my child all the time, even though I want to. I want my child to see the good things in life and be able to live and smile and not have any breakups or have like the feeling of somebody robbing you or somebody hitting you or somebody being mean to you. I just don't understand why you would, why, like, knowing what's out there in the world and still bring out a goddamn child. Like, sometimes I feel like my parents, like, they knew what horrible things there were in this world, and still they made me and let me go through all of this. And I know they didn't want me to get bullied and want me to get PTSD, but I mean, that's the thing with getting a child. She can get bullied, and it can get raped, and it can get mugged, and it can get just furious, and yeah. And I want kids so bad. I love kids. They are a symbol of a new beginning. They are a symbol of future. They are a symbol of, like, light, really. Like a book without pages that you can just either wreck or love, or, like, just put your whole life in it, like the best hobby you ever had. And so many people just hate children, and so many people can't handle children, and so many parents can't handle children. And I know that even though I make my child so perfect and self-loving and just perfect, I know that there are people, other people's children, that are going to destroy my child and destroy everything I built up for it. Sometimes I just want to give birth to my child and let it live with me in the countryside and, like, learn from me and just be isolated from all human contact. But I know it doesn't work like that, and I know it's just stupid to, like, isolate your kid. That's bad parenting. But I don't understand parents that let their kid live when they come out and have cancer. I wouldn't let my kid go through that. I would just let them rest in peace. I don't have kids right now, but I feel such big love for them, even though I don't even have them. And I wouldn't want them to get hurt at all. I wouldn't want them to suffer at all. I wouldn't want them to just be a pain in the ass for the society or for themselves or for me. Like, okay, for me they can be a pain in the self, but for themselves, like having like a handicap or having like leukemia or just cancer or any sickness that makes them be in pain all the time and having to go through like treatments and like medications and like hospital visits and just never be able to go home and just sleep in their own bed. I wouldn't let my child go through that. I would just like kill it directly, as painless as possible. I probably would never understand how people can just be like, oh, my child has cancer, okay, let's just keep going with it. I love my child too much to do that, and I know that there's a chance for them to get better. But the process to it is just like, your child is suffering in that bed right now, and you're just standing there selflessly thinking that this is going to be better, and then they die when they are 6 years old, and what are you going to do, really? You let your child live for 6 years in pain, in and out, in hospital, never be able to get any friends, and just for your own sake. No, I'm not gonna be that kind of parent, if I'm gonna be a parent at all. And I know that a lot of people are told this too, especially those who doesn't want kids and hate kids. They suddenly want kids when I tell them this story of why I don't want any kids. It's like they want to prove that like they deserve kids. Because, like, yeah, they can and they will. But I just feel like I have asthma and I have a weak heart, and I just want to cut off this family tree forever, because there was something wrong in the progress that made us so violent and so easy to like drink and smoke, and it ends with me. When I die, this family tree won't branch out in anything more than just me. My brothers will probably get children, but when they paint up this family tree after me, it's just not gonna be anybody. And that's about it. Goodbye.